Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Thank you.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope. In you, my God, my body will rest in hope. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed to heritage. It falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices. My soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In you, my God, my body will rest in hope. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep, rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake you may keep watch with Christ, and asleep, rest, peace. Let us pray for all animals that are abused or neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis, they may be delivered from all distress and harm. Let us pray for Sam, my friend, who is suffering from addiction to methamphetamines. May God and the angels come to his aid. Let us continue to pray for Sister Bug, Sister Victoria. She's being hospitalized, again, continuing to make miraculous recovery. So we do pray for her. And we ask that God continue to give her a speedy recovery. Let us continue to pray for Miss Kitty, Bishop Saccone's mother, who is ill. Let us pray for Bishop Kaz. He has laryngitis. May the intercession of St. Blaise aid in his recovery. Let us pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us the strength we need to minister to all who need to hear the positive messages of Christ. Carl is asking for prayers for a fresh start at a new job tomorrow. Brandy is asking for continued health and prosperity. Alan is asking for prosperity and protection. And Tina is asking for prayers for her son's legal matters and a speedy recovery from upcoming surgery and prosperity. Reverend Cox is asking for stability and peace of mind. Let us continue to pray for Deacon Nicholas for his recovery from his surgery. We're continuing to pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long. We want to add to the prayers Bishop Long's sisters, Jennifer, Emily, and Shannon. May God watch over them and help them and their families. We continue to pray for Bishop Long, that all the unnecessary anxiety and stress that rest upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit as we pray for his peace. Let us pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church, that we may be continuously led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. We continue to pray for the homeless. Pray for all children and their parents and guardians that they may always follow the path of light. We continue to pray for the sick and the dying, that God's eternal light burn brightly within them. We are in Thanksgiving of ministry and of music. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. We also pray for the Order of St. Benedict Immaculate Mary, that it may prosper along with the entire church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas, Therese, and Nicholas, our priests, Father Dennis, and my unworthy self, our abbot, Bishop James, and all who may be contemplating joining the order. We pray that God continue to lead us in the right direction, continue to give us a clear mind, a meek and humble heart, so that we may be aligned, a seamless connection between the order and the goal of his church. At this time, let us call to mind all of the prayers in which we hold within the silent depth of our heart. Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again in our time of need, that you hear our fervent prayers. You know our every weakness, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all of the prayers in which we have spoken, and those in which we hold within the silent depths of our hearts. The prayers of the entire church and those of the whole world. Prayers. The church, both humbly and fervently, prays. Let us pray. Lord God, send peaceful sleep to refresh our tired bodies. May your help always renew us and keep us strong in your service. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray together. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. And may God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. My brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you and with your spirit. May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. And may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.